reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 11, verses 28 to 30. Jesus said to the crowds, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light." In my ministry as a priest, I've had to meet with people with heartbreaking burdens. The birth of a very sick baby, or one who will never be normal. The death of someone who has been carrying the burdens of others. Families where relatives are in war zones or now persecuted for their faith. Families having to face the suicide of someone they have cared for over the years. A partner getting Alzheimer's. The list is endless. What to say to these people is even more difficult. I cannot say I know what it is like, because I don't. How do I find comforting words? I can't. Neither can I say pious and offensive statements like, "God never sends us burdens without giving us the means to cope." Or, "I will pray for you," as though God will then take away the burden. Today, Jesus is trying to deal with these people, and his way of helping must be mine. If we look at the gospel story we listened to today, we find that just before it, Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, because you have entrusted the world into my care. You have put me in charge of dispensing your love." God is not just passing the buck. God has placed the care of the world into the hands of his Son. What I believe God is doing is something very significant. God is saying, "You are my Son, but now I am making you the brother of humanity. Everyone belongs to you." And Jesus is then saying to us, "I will share your burdens. I will share your yoke and help you to find rest and peace." And he's also saying, "There is nothing you now have to face on your own." And this is very consoling. But that is only the beginning of my involvement. I am Christ. Jesus lives in and through me. I have to accept that we are all Christ to one another. And so, what God is doing is placing the care of the world into my hands and the hands of all those who accept the fact that they belong to Christ. Christ lives in and through them. And so now I can't simply ask God to help the suffering, the broken, the humiliated, the fractured people. What I have to do is to share their yoke, because I am gentle and humble of heart. I am Christ to them. Thank you.